Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. And I am in the chat room for the premiere of the episode. I'll be in the chat room answering questions. And so if you'd like to log in there and you have any questions about the episode or anything else, please feel free to post that. So I hope everyone had a good week, and, you know, it's almost reached the point where there are no words to express just the sadness of what has gone on this week. Not one, but two tragedies to come within, you know, less than what I think it's like 13 hours or something of each other, but it was less than a day. And for all of those, you know, from the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting where, you know, they're still working on trying to pull things back together, the El Paso shooting and the Dayton shooting. And so it's just heartbreaking. And if you were affected in any way, you know, because just observing something like that can be very traumatizing. So if you were affected in any way, I'm sorry. And you know, my deepest and sincerest prayers for you and your loved ones and for everyone affected by this, everyone touched by this, to just be taken care of in that good way, to be supported, to feel supported, and that at some point they can find the help to be able to feel safe again. So I guess it turned out to be a good thing for us to discuss the aspects of light and shadow this month. And today we're going to kind of focus on shadow. And the reason we're going to focus on shadow first is that in some ways that's kind of the default. I mean, it's not that I believe at all that people are by nature more leaning towards shadow than for light. I don't. I honestly believe that that aspect of light that's within us is stronger. It's just that shadow gets a lot more attention. Shadow is more of a primal response, where shadow is more of a reaction, where light is more of a choice. So we're going to start off talking about shadow. Now, as I always say, what I express and the things I talk about are based on my experiences and what I have, you know, I've learned and my path. Now, if you have a different path, a different way, a different, you know, story around that, then that's fine. Just disregard what I say if it does not resonate with you. I ask that you offer an opportunity to maybe see a different path and to see a different way and a different possibility and a different way to view shadow. Because in my view, I don't view shadow the same way as I view evil. Shadow is it's the other side of the coin to light. It lends towards chaos where light lends towards order, working in alignment with nature as opposed to working against it. And really, most of the time, shadow comes from, you know, it's rooted in fear, more so than anger. A lot of people think that, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, you go to anger, but often anger is the thing that's kind of masking fear. You know, anger is, you know, the angry guard dog barking, but fear is the one holding the end of the leash. So when we are inclined toward fear, you know, for some, it's the fear of different people, different cultures. For some, it's a fear of, you know, interacting and being in your truth. And so, you know, well, if I'm not going to be in my truth, then I don't want anybody else in theirs. Shadow is that place of the desire to just have what you need right now at whatever cost. And as I mentioned last week, shadow, I feel, is very much based in intention. Whether or not something is shadow or light is purely in the intention of the person. So it can get very muddled. Somebody could do something really bad thinking that they're doing something good. And they can be totally wrong, as we have seen historically. You know, people who feel a sense of entitlement or a sense of justification. Well, you know, I'm doing this, but, you know, it's what's important, because what I view as reality is more important than anybody else's view of reality. And that's where people get into a lot of trouble. And that's where a lot of bad things can happen. Because when we get to that point where we believe that what we want is more important than what anybody else wants, you know, that's, you're in that shadow space. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And codependence, you know, love, you know, wanting to take care of somebody, when it goes into codependence, that goes into shadow. And there is a shadow aspect to everything. There is a shadow aspect to love, which is, you know, codependence. It is obsession. It is stalking. There is a shadow aspect to confidence, because then it goes into arrogance and narcissism. Anger, you know, it's that would be the shadow aspect of conviction and determination. Fear is the shadow aspect of wisdom and discernment. So everything has, if you can kind of start off by getting your head kind of wrapped around the idea that there is a light and shadow aspect to every choice you make, to every emotion you feel, that there is a way for it to go into a good direction and a way for it to go into a bad direction. But that is determined by what it is that you intend. Do you intend to create chaos? Do you intend to create discord and disharmony and dissonance? Then that's shadow. You know, I mean, and there have been many of us, and I say us, that, you know, you think you're doing the right thing for someone. And it could be subtle. It could be, you know, well, this person is going through a difficult time, so I'm going to tell other people that they're going through a difficult time in order to gain support for them. But what happens is that you violate someone's trust, and they get very angry and very upset, and then you feel bad, thinking, wow, maybe I shouldn't have done that. That's not, I don't consider that shadow. It was an action that caused hurt. It was not your intention to hurt anyone. You know, for any of us who have done that, and I would say probably, if most people are being honest, everybody has at some point said or done something that they went into it with the best of intentions, you know, thinking they were helping, and they weren't. And then, you know, the fallout from it happens, and it's like, wow, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. So the idea that it's not a clear-cut thing, it's not an easy thing. I mean, yes, there are some actions that are like straight up, you know, these shootings. I take that beyond, you know, just shadow. That is evil. To me, you know, for me, those actions were flat out evil. And I can't think of any other word, and I can think of a few other words, but yeah, I'm not going to express them. But we will say that I would say that that qualifies just straight up as evil. You know, the idea that, you know, if somebody has a different, say, political viewpoint from you, that you feel you're right, and you feel that their political viewpoint is wrong, and they honestly feel that their political viewpoint is correct and your political viewpoint is wrong, I don't consider that a thing of light and shadow. I consider that, you know, just differing opinions. So there's a lot of different layers to this. So, you know, let's focus on the shadow that most people have the hardest time dealing with, and that's the shadow within themselves. And I have always felt that the strongest shadow is the shadow that's ignored or denied. When we don't accept that there is a shadow aspect within us, then what happens is it's like, you know, an unattended child left to themselves in a toy store, a candy store. They're going to run amok because they're not getting that focus. When we can go, okay, I recognize that there's a side of me that, you know, maybe is not so nice. And I know that it's not stronger than I am, because that's the key. The key to being able to deal with your own shadow is to understand it is not stronger than you. It, by acknowledging it, you're not giving it power. You are acknowledging that, wow, yeah, I am capable of, in a moment, under certain circumstances, I can really be mean. I can really be, you know, hurtful. The question is, what do you choose? Because you always have choice. It may not feel like it, and you may have to use tools like stepping back, taking a breath, when that really cutting, mean comment is fighting its way up your throat to jump out of your mouth at somebody. You still have an opportunity to choose. You can say, okay, I am going to walk away and I'm just going to be by myself for a few minutes so I can decide, is the thing that's coming out of my mouth, is it so important, and am I so sure that I want that to be what I put out into the world? Okay, then you can come back and you can say it at least from a place of clarity. But if it's just like, you know what, I'm thinking this, I'm going to say it, and you explode it out, and then maybe it turns out you were wrong. Or maybe it turns out that the circumstances weren't what you thought they were. So when you are dealing with shadow, when you're dealing with your own shadow, or even with somebody else's, you know, the first step is understand it's not more powerful than you. It may feel more powerful just because when we're in those moments, a lot of energy, our adrenal system kicks in. We go into fight or flight, and for, you know, things like anger, it goes into fight. And, you know, there is that almost addictive aspect to that intense level of adrenaline coursing through your system. You feel stronger, you feel powerful. And that's probably one of the biggest draws for people to tap into shadow, is that it gives them the feeling of being powerful. In truth, it's not, because it is not stronger than you, and it is not stronger than the light aspect within you. So when people, you know, get caught up and they get caught up in a moment, in an emotion, and they react from that place of emotion, yeah, it can really be disruptive. And if maybe in the next moment you think, wow, I really shouldn't have said that, or, you know, if there's a regret attached to that, you definitely know it was a shadow expression. And it's human. It's normal. It is understandable. Now, those are all reasons for it. Do I feel there's an excuse? No, there are reasons, but not excuses. Because a reason for something is the objective, you know, connect the dots as to how something came into an occurrence. It's like, okay, cause and effect. This event led to this event led to this event. An excuse means that somehow it's justified. So if there's an explosion at somebody, you know, you're in shadow mode, and then later on it's like, well, yeah, but, you know, I was angry. Yeah, you were. That is a reason. It is not an excuse. And that can be really tough, because, you know, we can get wrapped up in that idea of, okay, now I'm always wrong. It's like, it's not about right or wrong. It's about, what was your choice in that moment? Did you choose to tap into shadow because it, for a minute, it felt more empowering? You know, somebody yells at you, you yell back. you know, somebody cuts you off, you honk and you know, flip them the finger or, you know, or whatever. You know, those are responses. Now, somebody cuts you off, you honk, and then you follow them. Or you get in front of them and hit the brakes. Or you try to block them in somewhere. Yeah, because then it's like, oh yeah, now they're scared. They're feeling what I felt. And I want them to feel that. I want them to feel uncomfortable and helpless. Because, you know, if somebody swerves in front of you, there's that second where it's like, oh my God, you know, it's fear. It's, you know, reaction. You're trying to stay safe. Suddenly you are not safe. And all of those things make us feel vulnerable. And then the second after that happens, that's when it's like, that person made me feel vulnerable. They need to pay for it. That person made me feel bad. They need to pay for it. It's a reaction. It's, you know, tit for tat. It's like, you know, cause and effect. And when we go into that, you know, it's like, okay, now we're a part of the process. And the thing is, where that person, you know, maybe they were preoccupied, maybe they didn't notice. Happened to me? Yes, it has. You know, I mean, and we've all, anybody who's been driving for any amount of time, you know, maybe you don't look so good into your blind spot. Or, you know, maybe you're dealing with some really hard news, which means you shouldn't be driving anyway. You know, whatever the reason, when that person did that, they did not intend to cause you harm. It was just, you know, it was an accident. It was a moment of not paying attention. But it was not intentional, which means that anything that you do at that point is intentional. So that actually goes into deeper. Somebody accidentally cutting you off on the freeway isn't shadow. Going after them for it is. And it is a reaction. You know, it's, you know, usually I will default to, it's like, man, I just wish there was a police officer right there who saw him and would pull him over and, you know, make them late and all this other stuff. But, you know, I work on that. But the thing is that anytime we want to project something hard onto someone, that sucker will bounce back on you. It might be instant karma, or actually, it's not even really karma, because that's a whole other concept. But, you know, instant reciprocity for what you've put out there, for what you've put out into the universe. You know, or maybe it simmers a little bit. Or maybe it happens not to you, but someone you care about. We always have to be very careful and very aware. And there's a lot of different cultures and a lot of different traditions that, you know, where there is that aspect of magic that can be directed. Be very, very, very careful of that. Because what you put out, you get back in one way or another. That's why, you know, the practitioners, even those who I know who generally tend to work shadow, even they are very, very careful about what they place into, you know, the matrix, you know, what they put into the universe, because there is a knowledge among those who know that what you put out, you better be very clear that you're ready to deal with the consequences yourself of what that means. And, you know, like I said, there's a difference between, you know, a spontaneous momentary, you know, damn it, that guy pissed me off, or that guy upset me, and or that woman, you know, wasn't being courteous to me, you know, whoever and whatever. But the moment that we have to deal with the fact that we feel vulnerable, we feel hurt, we feel, you know, disrespected. Because if you look at shadow will look at those little openings. It's like, wow, you know, that person disrespected us. They should not have done that. You know, we need to let them know that. So, you know, often shadow can be very insidious. It can be very, very sweet, very, you know, it's like, oh, well, I'm just trying to protect us. I'm just trying for, you know, shadow wants us to respond in shadow. Light wants us to respond in light. We have to pick which one. And we have to make a conscious choice of what it is that we want to do, what it is we want to say. You know, if, you know, with the things that have happened, you know, it's very polarizing. There are a lot of people because everyone got scared. Everyone was thinking, that can be me. People were grieving over the pain that other people are dealing with. People are, you know, there's fear, there's anger, there's distrust, there's, you know, insecurity. People are not feeling safe. And when people don't feel safe, when they're upset, when they're fearful, there tends to be a more primal reaction. So if somebody comes up and says something to you that, you know, really hits as a triggering thing that is not supportive, that kicks into that fear, yes, the reaction is pretty much probably going to be an initial instinct of shadow. You have upset me, you've made me feel even less safe, so therefore you're in trouble. And I'm going to react to you because I can't react to this. We cannot change what happened. We cannot address that. But what we do is we will address the person right next to us who irritated us and stack all of that yuck and all of that negativity and all of that fear and all of that anger. We need a target for it, and that person who just happened to, you know, bump our cart in the grocery store, they're going to get it. You know, shadow wants to find a way out. It doesn't care where you put it. You have choice. You have conscious choice. You have the ability to decide what it is that you want to do. Keep that in mind. Shadow is not stronger than you are. It never has been, nor will it ever be. You can look at it, you can observe it, you can say, oh, okay, yep, I see ya, I see ya. And as it's whispering those little choices that you, it's like, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? It'll make us feel strong, it'll make us feel powerful. You still have choice. You have the obligation to choice. To feel it is natural, to feel it is normal. As far as I'm concerned, there is no way that anyone can totally remove that because then they will be incomplete. We have to have that to balance out the fact so we know that what we do is we choose light, we don't default to it. Forgiveness is a choice. Compassion is a choice. It's also in us. I believe it's our nature. And it's just life experiences can twist things around to where we decide, you know, the best defense is a good offense. To attack in order to feel safe. That's primal. You don't have to be primal. You are not primal in nature. You are a divine being having a human experience, just like everyone else. So consider the possibility that maybe your shadow is just, that guard dog, that little gremlin that you have on a leash. It wants off the leash. It wants to lash out. It wants to react. And you have choice. You can leave it on the leash. You can tell it, no, sit, stay. You can say, I'm not choosing that. I may think it for a hot minute, but I will not choose it. It's your right. It's your tool. It's your obligation. And ultimately, it's what frees us. It allows us to move forward. It allows us to embrace light to a whole new level because it is what we want to do. It's and really, it makes it a lot easier because you do a lot less apologizing after the fact. If you take that moment, take that breath, take that time that you need to go, okay, I'm having a primal response, but what do I choose? And you'll be able to do this. It takes practice, a lot of practice. Believe me, I'm still practicing. And it is a wonderful way to be able to learn about yourself. Because when you look at your own shadow without fear, without feeling threatened, without feeling unsafe, it's like, oh, okay. Once you learn to accept your shadow, you can really be more likely to be able to accept someone else's. So, accept your shadow, know your shadow, understand your shadow, but know that it is not stronger than you are. You will always be stronger than it, as long as you decide that you are stronger, as long as you embrace that you are stronger, as long as you know that you are stronger. Because if you don't, it will step up. And your little council in your head that has all your light and your shadow and your anger and your fear and your love and your highest self and your lowest self, picture them sitting around a council table. You have the gavel. You keep the gavel. Because when an emotion takes over, whether it's light or shadow, then you lose choice. Stay in your choice. So, thank you for joining me. And I will be back next week. We'll have our discussion of light and managing light, because light too has to be managed. If you found this video valuable, please hit the like button, and you can also share this video. You can comment on this video. After the premiere, I won't be in the chat room, but please feel free to leave a comment. If you're listening in on Blog Talk Radio, you can leave a comment there too. I will answer the comments, and if anything or questions are brought up, I will address them in the next episode. So, again, thank you for joining me. And oh, if you would like to support this channel on a slightly higher level, then in the description, there's a link to my Patreon account, and you can become a sponsor. Check it out, because there are perks and bonuses that you get at each level of sponsorship. And also in the description are other ways to reach me. So, thank you for joining me. And as always, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you. And class dismissed.